The scripture reading this morning is Psalm 42, verses 1 to 8. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, Thomas Keating gives us an example of what spiritual growth and faith is like. We can think of getting on an elevator as the first step of faith. We don't know what floor we'll be getting off. The door may open to the second floor or third floor or fifth floor. And when it does stop, we get out and see new vistas, new perspectives on the world. But our faith is a journey. And on this journey, we are invited to, or circumstances happen so that we get back onto that elevator and we're in the dark again. We don't know where we're going or which floor we'll stop out at. We make new acts of faith as we enter the lift and step out again to see another new vista in our faith journey. We can choose to stay on the first floor, but deeper faith is about entering into the unknown. Well, the psalm that we are looking at today is a description of what it's like to be on that elevator, closed door, in the dark, with nothing but faith. It speaks of a time when something that was once known about God is no longer. The author speaks of missing the time when they were meeting the face of God, or when they were going to the house of God, having these tangible experiences of God's presence and nearness. There's been a shift in circumstances of gladness and of gratitude to God in the midst of a strengthening community. It's been taken away. Does this sound familiar? In this sermon series, in these next weeks, we've been looking at our new Living Vision values, one by one each week. Last week, we explored prayer. This week, we build on that by looking at the core value of spiritual depth. So let's reflect on our own spiritual journey. And for a moment, we're going to move back into our small groups just to have a bit of listening to one another. So here is our question. What has been a practice or a circumstance in the past that has brought you to a place of spiritual depth, spiritual growth? What has been a practice or a circumstance in your life that has brought you to a place of spiritual depth? So you'll have 5 minutes. You can share with one another or just listen to what other people have to say. You can just click in to join your same group that you were in for the greeting time. I think we are all gathering back. Thank you to everyone who has shared in your group. I'm going to read through the psalm as I talk this morning. So if your Bible is handy, I invite you to get your Bible out so you can also just kind of physically look at something to help you focus. It's Psalm 42. And these are the first three verses again. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, where is your God? So this psalm is about spiritual depth coming from a place of longing. Longing and desire is what feeds growth, what fuels spiritual depth. If we don't have a longing or desire for something more, we plateau or we remain static. There's no movement. Yet the thing about longing is that it necessarily implies some discomfort, some pain, a lack of something. Our psalm begins with the image of a thirsty deer lacking water, searching to quench her thirst with flowing streams. Now, part of my time away in August was spent on a silent retreat on Bowen Island. I was alone for 10 days. It was just me and the creatures of nature. On the first afternoon, I spent most of my time watching the deer coming and going in the garden and the forest around me. For a long time, I watched a baby deer with little white spots on her back and contentedly munching away at the grass, at the branches, at the greenery around her. She would ever so often lift up her head if I moved, wondering if there was some danger. But mainly, she was just content for a very long time. And then as dusk came, she began to lift her head, started walking around, and she started making this bleating cry, mew, mew. Now this went on for quite some time. She would run into the forest and cry out, and then she came back to the clearing again, as if she was searching for something. She was looking for something. I wondered if she finally realized she was alone. And she was looking for her mama or some other dear family member to join. Maybe she was thirsty. She was certainly longing for something. And throughout that retreat, when I heard that cry, as I was in my cabin or walking in the forest, even if I couldn't see the deer, it alerted me to this cry of longing. So this psalmist gives us an image of longing, of thirsting, of desire for God. It's a time of real drought for this author's soul. A few Sundays ago, we remembered God lamenting the people of Israel in the book of Jeremiah, who were themselves in a spiritual drought. They had dug their own wells, their own cisterns, and were trying to dig into them to find water, but they were cracked. They were missing out on discovering the living water of our source. In this psalm, the only water this soul is surrounded by are its own wet tears. Tears have been my food, it says. I long and thirst for the living God. Let's go back and read the next verses, verse 4 to 5. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with a throng and led them in procession to the house of God, with gladly shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? If we follow the journey of the soul in this psalm, we see that in the beginning, the soul is thirsty, it's longing for God. And then we see the soul pouring out memories and hopes of what once was with God. People and circumstances have stripped away the faith that this soul once held. It's in a dry place, fallen, subdued. How many of you have experienced or are experiencing this kind of dry spiritual place? Only a memory of joy in God. Perhaps an eroded faith because of skeptical people, hostile people around you that have no faith. A soul in darkness, sadness, or even depression. Some people shared in our small group about times of depression and how that brought them into a place. Maybe we're doubting God because of great grief, just the evil that we experience around us. I think this psalm is so relatable, isn't it? What is the state of your soul these days? Is it similar to being trapped in that elevator, wondering if the door is going to open onto a new floor, a new way of seeing? Well, this psalm validates our thirsty souls, and it also gives us hope. We are shown in this psalm that spiritual depth grows when we encounter these kinds of places in our soul. When we encounter the pain and the struggle of life, we can actually, in fact, be on the precipice of great depths of growth. The last part of verse 5 says, "Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God." Hope and help is what the psalm promises. It's often repeated, that refrain, over and over in this psalm and into Psalm 43, which is probably just a continuation of Psalm 42. Hope and help in God in this time of drought. But how, we ask, how do we get to this new level of hope? Let's read on. Verse 6. "My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts," or waterfall. "All your waves and your billows have gone over me." Curiously enough, verse 6 and 7 can guide the journey for the soul to go deeper. It isn't exactly clear what the author is referring to in these verses, but one possible understanding is that the author is remembering a time of encounter with God in nature, being in the wilderness, a time of being outside of a familiar space of home, in the foreign wilderness of the land of Jordan, of Mount Hermon, Mizar. And here in this wilderness, deep calls to deep. Deep calls to deep. The author moves between images of nature and metaphors for how this feels in the soul. Have you had these kinds of experiences? Perhaps feeling like waves and billows were going out of control over you, almost drowning you. Do you feel like you are in too deep? Or perhaps an experience of nature brought you into experiencing another kind of depth. You're standing in front of the ocean waves, crashing a constant rhythm. You're swimming with your head underwater and you're feeling that strong current. You're seeing breathtaking landscapes at the top of the mountain. In nature, you can sometimes touch or sense our longing for God. In nature, we often glimpse the wonder and awe of the depths of God. Deep often calls to deep. in nature. The moon calls to the deep tides. The sun and rain calls to the depths of the sea, buried down deep in the soil to grow. The river calls the salmon to persevere through oceans, to get back to its birthplace, to spawn and die. We too, we are created beings. We have this depth within us that calls out to the depths of God. When we are in deep, perhaps now more than ever, as we see the turmoil of our world, we are longing, we desire God to be deeper, larger than our own depths, deep. Calling to deep. The psalm invites us to uncover our longing soul for God and to go deeper. You know, often we don't recognize that our anxiety, our discomfort, our despair is an indicator of our crying soul, a soul that's longing to go deeper with God. Or even our longing for adventure, for challenge, for comfort, for safety, for belonging, for joy. All of these longings are pointers to the cry of our deep heart, our soul longing to go deeper in God. Saint Augustine once wrote this. Our entire task in this life consists in healing the eyes of our heart or the eyes of our soul so that we may be able to see God, the fullness, the largeness, the depths of God. Our life journey is discovering more and more how deep and large and real this God really is. Our hope in God may be much too small. This psalm calls us to a larger hope and to look for help in a deeper way than ever experienced before in our faith journey. Thank you, David. The last verse we are looking at today is verse 8. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. Now here we discover that the author finds in the depths a God who directs love and joy in the day and all through the night. A continuous flow of living water, even in the depths of the night. We're invited to listen for God's song. Now, on my August retreat, I was alone in the forest in an isolated place, and that was difficult for me. My fears, my imagination went wild, especially and only in the night. A few times, I dreamt of snakes, and I knew that they were things in my own life that needed to be faced. Sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night and hear the hoo, hoo of the barred owl, and I wondered what they were seeing in the dark. Well, one morning I awoke and I went into the main house. I had my breakfast and had my prayer time. And as I stepped out mid-morning, right there in front of me in a tree on a very low branch, almost eye to eye, 2 meter distance away, was a barred owl with a large black snake in its mouth. Wow. I was in awe at seeing, staring face to face with this beautiful wild creature. And I was struck by the synchronicity of my dream, my fears of the night, and the gift of seeing this owl in broad daylight. I thought it was a sign of God's presence with me in the day and a reminder to listen for God's song, perhaps through the owl during the night. Now my hope for my own spiritual life and for the spiritual life of this community is that we don't stop at being content with our own cracked cisterns, our own wells that we have dug for ourselves and call that faith. Faith is much more wild. It puts us out of our depths, leads us into true living water that satiates the depths of our souls. And the curious thing about spiritual growth is that the more we taste the reality and the depths of God, the more we hunger and thirst after God. In this next year, I'm planning for us to plunge into the depths of the Psalms as one way as moving as a community to lead and grow in spiritual depth. The Psalms are sung prayers in the Jewish and community, Christian communities, and they help to articulate the breadth and the depth of our own spiritual journeys. We fuel our journey with longing. Can you locate and uncover a longing for the depths of God within you? Amen.